Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for daily editorial. Two main subjects today. We're going to talk a little bit about all the garbage that's coming out in the press about Trump. Jim is going to comment on that. He's got some very, very specific and strong ideas on that. And then we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the Ukraine. Jimmy, let's talk about Trump first.
Yeah, so Trump's, one of his, accountants just pleaded guilty. That's the big headline right now for 15 counts of fraud.
Right.
For the Trump administration. Basically, what he was doing is he was not, according to his testimony and what he admitted to, is he was covering up perks that the Trump organization was giving to people, like benefits, And over a period of time, it turns out that he was himself was not, was avoiding taxes through some of these, efforts. Now, the interesting part about it is he was threatened with 15 years in prison. The plea deal, he pleads guilty to it for a 5-month sentence. But with the 5-month sentence, he is absolutely not in saying anything that Trump was involved in. Now, the prosecutors are going to still use this as a tool to say, see, they're corrupt. Which is, it's quite interesting how far the law warfare has gone in the United States to attack political enemies.
Yeah.
Basically, this guy was doing what good accountants do. He was finding ways to avoid taxes for people. That's what you're paid to do as a CPA. And, of course, New York law, incredibly high tax rates. You can basically, anybody that does their taxes, you make a mistake on them or you're trying to do the right thing, you can get hammered, which means pretty much everybody out there breaks a few federal crimes a day. So the problem is when you're actually targeting your political opponents and you continually to go after the people you don't like and anybody around their sphere, you're attempting to intimidate them, to force them out and to force them out of the limelight and to quit supporting a different idea. And it's not going to work. I mean, I don't know how they think they're going to actually dissuade, how these insiders in D.C. in the swamp think that they're going to intimidate half the nation's population, which are wondering what the heck is going on. It's just incredible to me that they continue to push these agendas. There is a phenomenal article. If you look up the Conservative Treehouse, Sundance, he has written a very good piece talking about all the details in the Russia collusion with the FBI, the counterintelligence office within the FBI, and then, of course, all the failures and the way that they work this. And this is information, this is manipulation of the FISA court and manipulation of using the NSA and the database contractors for the FBI using the NSA database to target political enemies probably since 2012, since the Romney campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the judge that did the review, the actual judge, a 99-page report, it specifically outlines 85% of the queries were illegal between 2012 and 2016. Now, Mike Rogers, Admiral Mike Rogers, my former boss and the director of the NSA, when he saw in March of 2016 that there was these weird inquiries going on, he went and investigated and then immediately stopped it. And then eventually in April, he actually axed the FBI contractors. Now, the FBI contractors included the DNC law firm, Perkins Coie, that had an FBI workstation, SCI workstation, inside their offices, including Michael Sussman. Now, this, if you don't think that they are not, the FBI is not corrupt to the core at the higher levels and in some of these areas, You are absolutely blind. These are facts that have come out through investigation by the government itself, but nobody in the press is reporting it. And when you start tying the same organization that attacked Trump in 2016 using these same rules and techniques, the Counterintelligence Division with Peter Strzok, Bill Priestep, these different guys, now you've got a similar group that were still there that have now taken over, and they're doing the same thing in order to attack a political opponent of the Democrats.
Yeah. I guess my question is, got an election coming up here in November. That's going to be a pretty good harbinger of things to come, for lack of better terms. Do you think that the main support coming out in the election in November of this year is going to be for the Republicans?
So the polls would indicate that, though some of these most recent polls that have popped out in the last 48 hours, actually since the Trump raid, have shown more people are supporting Democrats in a general congressional election.
Okay.
So that is the interesting part about that. The very interesting part about that is how you phrase the question and who you pick for the polling.
Mm-hmm.
And are they likely voters, or are they not likely voters? Are you using the, you know, LA and New York, or are you using, you know, Iowa, Indiana, you know, Ohio?
Well, of course.
And so what you're seeing is a coordinated effort with the DNC in conjunction with the administration, Congress, and the media in order to shape a narrative to intimidate people away from a conservative push.
Yeah.
Now, it's too early to see, but when you look at the primaries and you look at the turnout for Republicans versus the turnout for Democrats in most of these states, certainly the conservative states, you're seeing a massive swell of frustration.
Right.
There's a lot of distance. You know, there's a lot of space between now and November.
Yeah.
So it's definitely hard to judge. But the only people that can screw this up and lose it for the Republicans are the Republican leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, people like Mitch McConnell, they're willing to do it. Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, they are not willing to step down and hold the government existing accountable because it doesn't meet their requirements to protect their interests.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they're the ones that can blow it, the senior leadership within the RNC.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, that's exactly what happened in 2018. When Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, head of the Congressional Campaign Committee, he stepped away, didn't do anything for congressional candidates, didn't spend the right money, didn't do anything. So we lost the House by a few positions. Now they gained a little bit back. We've only got a 5-seat difference. Conservatives have a 5-seat difference.
Right.
And the reality, you know, Al, we have a lot of listeners out there that just like, oh, you know, you think Jim thinks the Republicans are, you know, the only answer. No, Republicans are corrupt as well.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain fundamental principles that conservatives work towards, and the voters that want them and Americans that want them need to have unity. And with unity comes strength. In a political system dominated by two parties, you better pick the one that aligns more likely with your interests,
right,
and not destroying the nation. And you better get involved, because we're going to lose it. We are going to lose this nation very rapidly with the absolute insanity that's going on with the Biden regime.
I want you to give me some specific examples of the insanity, or do you want me to give the specific examples? Why don't you go ahead, Jim?
Oh, no. Well, you know, you got me on fire right now, Al, but you can as well. I mean, think about pushing gender ideology training to children.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about actually pushing gender changing surgery from Boston Medical Center and from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
They actually have online videos that talk about how little, you know, children may not identify with themselves immediately as their quote designated gender.
Yeah.
Well, You know, the biology is pretty clear.
Yeah, I got a real problem with that personally. I got a real problem with that. That's the one thing I have a real problem with. Jimmy, you've made a really good point up until now. Let's talk a little bit about the Ukraine.
Okay, so I've said it for a little while now, and I'm going to continue to say it. You know, we talked about the opportunity for the Ukrainians to push an offensive. Well, what's happening right now in Crimea is very indicative of a strong preparation of the battlefield for an offensive. So there's been a number of very sophisticated and very damaging attacks on armaments and air force bases in the Crimea.
Mm-hmm.
What that means, so the Russians have a difficult time logistically sustaining that area. That's why they've been fighting for this corridor from the east. Of course, with some of the long-range artillery that the U.S. has given and some of the European countries have supported them, the Ukrainians with, they're getting more effective at hitting logistics supply trains.
Yeah.
Well, what it's going to do, Victor, who knows? I think Putin lost this thing a long time ago. He's never going to take over the world unless he combines with China. We got to be careful about that, and then we're all screwed. But what I will say from a tactical position, the Russian forces have to move forces to defend against sabotage and special operations attacks in their rear.
Right.
They can cause a tremendous amount of problem, and there are big morale issues for Russian forces that have been fighting there. That would divert a lot of firepower, and they are relatively committed. The Russian forces have a very limited reserve capacity of capable combat forces right now because of the Ukraine invasion across the board. What that does is it opens up Ukrainian opportunities in some of the areas mm-hmm. in the Donbass and some of the other areas if the Russians are having to reinforce to defend their positions in Ukraine. So I would expect to see continued pressure, a slow movement for a period of time, and a buildup to the point where the Ukrainians have enough firepower to attempt to push the Russians out of some key areas, and then maybe force a negotiated settlement through force of arms rather than capitulating to Russian demands. I don't think the Ukrainians will give up because there's too much support in Western Europe, too much, and this is just a reality, too many countries, especially the former East Bloc countries, are afraid of Russia.
Yeah.
Western European countries, because of their populations, then their governments are absolutely committed
yeah.
to slowing the Russian advances.
Yeah.
So that support's going to continue for probably a long time.
Yeah.
The sad thing to me is the NATO, U.S., Western European forces, they either got to make a decision to end it, because they could, through not only diplomatic means, but positioning their forces by making some very strong statements, or they need to get out of it. You can't sit here and this is what bothers me about the Biden regime more than anything else. They look at these people that are dying as just pawns.
Mm-hmm.
And Russians, Ukrainians, everybody. They look at our American soldiers in Afghanistan, at all our allies, all the people that had worked. They just like, okay, my political agenda, I'm walking away. They're leaving people hanging and letting them die for
right.
their political means. And when Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, says that our goal is to attrit Russia down to the point where they are not capable of doing this again, that is disgusting, because what that's doing is saying, oh yeah, let's just let them fight and kill as many people till they run out of bullets. And that's
yeah.
just disgusting in my
No, it is. There's no question about that. Absolutely no question about that. Jim, your opinion is pretty strong on both the Ukraine and certainly the situation with the Dems and the Republicans. I'm going to run this stuff exactly as you have said, because I think you've got a really good point. Unfortunately, I think you've got a really good point. Your enemy and my enemy, for lack of better terms, in this exercise really is the press. I don't see any alternative to that. Do you?
No, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
The press has been co-opted by the government. They're now the propaganda voice for the Biden regime and for globalists. And that's got to end. Hey, I do want to add, you know, there's a Real Clear Investigations. Paul Sperry did a great article. FBI, basically, it's the FBI. It's called the FBI unit leading Mar-a-Lago probe earlier ran discredit. The same people ran the discredited Trump-Russia investigation. Real Clear Investigations, Paul Sperry. I would recommend people read it. And the same thing with the Conservative Treehouse and Sundance's latest piece, and actually go into the deep dives.
Well, we're going to make it really easy for people to read. We're going to post them. You send me the links. I'm not going anywhere today. I probably will not leave the house today, actually. You send me the links, and I'll post them on our site, and you all can make up your own minds.
You bet. I'll send them out.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.